This is KLCC News. I'm Claude Offenbacher. The job of learning what it is Oregon's hikers, bikers, swimmers, and other recreators want improved rests with Craig Lindberg. He's an associate professor of tourism and outdoor leadership at OSU's Cascades campus in Bend, who's traveled more than 40 countries. Each year, he provides information to help local and state parks and recreation agencies establish priorities through a statewide survey he conducts. I asked, how did the survey originate, and what does it do?
The federal government provides funding to the states to distribute for recreation types of projects. And to qualify for that funding, states need to periodically do statewide surveys to ask about recreation participation and priorities for the future. And this, of course, provides a foundation for judging who should receive funding in terms of the types of projects, perhaps regions of the state where there is greatest need in a particular area, or some activities might be prioritized, that type of thing. So it's really a matter of understanding what's happening and what priorities are to help guide decisions about funding distribution within the state.
And when and how was the most recent survey conducted?
We conducted the most recent survey in 2012, in which we asked about people's activities throughout the year 2011.
And how many people did you survey, and what kind of a response did you get?
We sent out 50,000 invitations. Just under 9,000 people completed the survey, so for a response rate of about 19%. So a pretty good number in terms of getting a sense of what people are doing and what the priorities are, not just at the statewide level, but down to the regional and even county level. And this is a combination of state and federal funds to conduct the survey. The feds provide some funding to help with the data gathering as well.
I know this is a big question, but if you can compact it a little bit, what did you learn from the 2012 survey?
So, you know, there are a huge variety of questions, but I would say that the two key areas are, what are people doing now? That's one area. And then secondly, what are their priorities in general terms for future development? We asked each individual to report for others in the household what activities they engage in. We have a list of 70 different activities, and the top activities engaged in are statewide. And it's the same for Lane County, as it turns out. Walking on local streets or sidewalks, so you know, a pretty broad conception of physical activity there. Walking on local trails and paths, and that relates a little bit more directly to park and recreation agencies. Dog walking or going to dog parks or off-leash areas. Then bicycling on roads, streets, and sidewalks. And then fifth, relaxing, hanging out, kind of escaping noise, that type of thing. So a few of these are what you might think of as traditional recreation, like walking on local trails or bicycling. Some are more just being outdoors and being physically active.
And is one aspect of the survey asking people what it is they feel need to be improved or what they'd like to see?
The top priority needs are soft surface walking trails as opposed to, you know, an asphalt walking path, for example, access to waterways, nature and wildlife viewing areas, playgrounds with natural materials differentiated from more traditional playgrounds where you have constructed things like swing sets or slides, picnic areas for small groups, and off-street bicycle trails. So those are the top priority needs. It's also interesting to see what the lowest priority needs are, and those are things like tennis courts, basketball courts, and baseball and softball fields. Existing courts and fields may remain very important. It's just presumably that agencies have mostly satisfied that need for those types of recreation opportunities. There's still an unsatisfied need in terms of things like soft surface walking trails or water access.
Craig, how long have you been conducting the survey, and what kind of changes have you seen over those years?
I've been doing survey work for a couple decades now. This particular survey, just for the past 7 years, there's been a recognition that we've lost some of the informal sort of natural areas or open space that kids may have played in, a neighborhood empty lot, for example, or a forest that was nearby. And this is tied up with this concept of you know, last child in the woods or nature deficit disorder, where young people are not spending time in nature as much, and that has implications for physical activity as well as things like exploration and mental stimulation. So it is kind of promising to see an interest amongst adults and a prioritization that playgrounds with a more natural environment where kids can play and explore in you know, kind of a semi-natural context as opposed to a more traditional built environment, that is a priority for people.
Associate Professor of Tourism and Outdoor Leadership, Craig Lindberg, conducts an annual survey of Oregon recreational needs. Claude Offenbacher, KLCC News.